Let us pray. Grant to us, Lord, we pray, the Spirit to think and do always those things that are right, that we, who cannot exist without you, may by you be enabled to live according to your will. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. It was a dark and stormy night. Jesus' disciples had been working all day serving the needy crowd, and then sailing all night against an adverse wind and choppy waters. The disciples were tired. They were beat up. It's no wonder that when they saw a figure walking on the water, not sinking, walking on top, they didn't believe their tired eyes. They were terrified. They thought it was a ghost. Then Jesus spoke to them and said, "Take heart. Do not fear, it's me." It wasn't a ghost after all, but their friend and their teacher, Jesus. But walking on top of the lake? I'm still not seeing a lot of reason not to fear. Something very strange was happening. It was a difficult, unbelievable conclusion to a difficult, exhausting day. Peter responds to the appearance of Jesus by asking Jesus to command him, Peter, to come out onto the water with him. What a fascinating request. Is that what you would have said at that particular moment? But Peter sees Jesus doing something completely unexpected, and he realizes that if Jesus were to command him, Peter, to do the same, then Jesus could enable Peter to obey. So Peter asks, and Jesus commands, and Peter does, and there stands Peter, walking on the water like Jesus. How insane is that? Now, we could ask all kinds of questions. We could draw all kinds of conclusions from the story. But I want to concentrate on one particular point. I want to concentrate on what this story tells us about the process of sanctification, or better, theosis, being transformed into the very likeness of God. What this story tells us about the Christian project of coming to resemble God in our hearts and in our minds, in our attitudes and in our behaviors, in our compassion, in our prayers, and our actions. Peter is a disciple of Jesus. That means that Peter is intentionally engaged in the process of being formed, of being changed, of being transformed by Jesus. Peter is becoming like Jesus in important ways that will enable him to participate in the work that God is doing through Jesus. So when Peter sees Jesus walking on the water, and Peter knows that he is supposed to be a disciple, an imitator of Jesus, he understands that he should strive to do what Jesus does. But what Jesus is doing is impossible. So Peter prays, "Jesus, command me to come out to you." And sure enough, Jesus responds, "Come." So Peter does the impossible. Now, this is the life of faith. the demands are extreme. You see those 13,000 people out there? Take your lunch that you brought for 13 and feed them all. Love your enemy. Pray for the one who persecutes you. Place God above every priority and every passion in your life. These are not easy things. In fact, these are impossible things. But Jesus says, come. And so frequently, a disciple of Jesus will find themselves doing the impossible. But then, something goes wrong. Peter says this is insane. And he comes to his senses and he realizes what's going on. Peter gets stuck on his own inadequacy, the impossibility of the situation, and the threatening posture of the sea. All these other things rise in his head and take the place of Jesus as the center of his worldview. And that is when Peter starts to sink. He thought he was obeying Jesus' command, but he's no longer so sure. So he cries out, Jesus, save me! And the process of faith continues on. Except now, Peter's clothes are all wet. Now I have to confess to you that getting out of the boat, that is super hard. It's difficult even when I believe I hear a clear calling from God, and let me tell you, that's actually pretty rare for me. The easy thing for me to do is to keep paddling around in the shallows where I can maintain an illusion of control. I want to stick to the things I'm good at, the ways that I can show clear results and feel confident about my accomplishments. But that's not where we grow. That's not where we are changed. That's not where God does God's transforming work in us. God calls us to get out of the boat, and not just where it's safe in the shallows. God calls us into the deep. What are the deep places in your life? And are you spending any time there? So Aviva and I just completed the Diocese of New Jersey's online anti-racism training. This was actually my second time through the program, and both times I was surprised and dismayed at the resistance I found in my own heart when encountering some challenging material. I was secretly relieved to see that resistance expressed out loud by some of the other participants in the program, because then I knew I wasn't alone. Because none of us likes facing the deep places in our lives. I resist the possibility that I might be incomplete, uninformed, or sometimes just wrong. I hate the idea that I have benefited, however unwillingly, from systems that make my life easier and others' lives harder. My heart actively pushes back against the idea that I might have things to learn, or ways to grow, or responsibilities to change the world in ways that don't benefit me directly. Because I want to think of myself as, basically a good person. I want to think of the world as a fair and just place where my success is purely the result of my own merit and hard work. But it is exactly those times when I find my heart pushing back, that I, like Peter, have encountered the deep waters. That's the sign, the signal of the spiritual depth finder. We've come into a deep place. That's when I have found one of those places where I am out of my depth, unable to cope on my own, and forced to cry out for Jesus' help. And so that pushback, that discomfort, that resistance in my heart, it's a gift. It is an invitation. It's Jesus saying, "Todd, come out of the boat." It's Jesus inviting me to grow, to learn to walk on the water by keeping my eyes on Jesus. Jesus is giving me opportunity to increase my faith by trusting that he's going to catch me when I inevitably fall. So again, I'll ask, what for you are the scary, deep places in your life? Because those are exactly the places where you are going to meet Jesus. The road to sanctification, the process of becoming a disciple of Jesus, the journey toward allowing God's Spirit to shine clearly through your life, it's a long and windy road. Jesus is inviting you today, come. Leave behind your fears and your limitations. Discover God's invitation, God's purposes in your life. In worship, in prayer, in quiet and in community, in service and in receiving. Listen for the voice of God and observe what God is already up to in the world around you. Jesus invites you out of the boat to where he is. If you're willing to answer Jesus' call and encounter the deep places in your own life, if you're willing to get wet in the process, you too can learn to walk on the water. Amen.